Locker room chats continue here on KMZA 92.1, talking Axtell basketball, joined now by boys head coach, that is Jason Tynan, presented by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, we got the TVL tournament coming up this weekend. We'll dive into that momentarily, but, you know, just a quick thought on the ball game Tuesday night against number one Hanover. Obviously, arguably the best team in the state right now, defending state champs. 77-44 was that final. Just kind of take us through your thoughts on that game and how it performed.
Oh, you know, we started out pretty well. I think we executed offensively what we wanted to do. We were getting some looks. And, you know, I think it was 13-13 at one point, and then they kept hitting shots, and we kind of went cold for a stretch. And the first quarter was 20-13, and then they just got hot in the second quarter, and they're very advantageous. They're very, when they start, when one guy starts shooting well, they all start shooting well. And I think they were 13 of 24 from the 3-point line, and as a 14 of 28, they shot over 50% on the night. So we just got to do a better job of finding shooters and making sure they put the ball on the floor a little bit and funnel them into Owen. But give them credit, they shot the ball really well and we didn't. And the score just kind of ballooned from there, and they played really, really well. And I don't like to speak for their coach, but I would assume that's the best they played all year.
Certainly a tough stretch really here to start the 22 portion of the schedule. You jumped out with a win against Onega, but back-to-back losses to a very good, of course, Clifton Clyde team. That one went right down to the wire, and then Hanover most recently. Now you set your sights on the TVL tournament this weekend. Your team right now will be the 4 seed, so an opportunity to have a little bit of time off. Don't have to play that game on Saturday. You get the winner of Troy and Valley Heights on Monday afternoon. That would be a 4:45 start time in Frankfort. But before we kind of dive into that possible matchup, just what are your overall thoughts on the TVL tournament? Such a unique tournament, and it's one of the more interesting tournaments in the state. Just your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I think it's a unique tournament that, you know, most years you have 5 or 6, even in 7, 8 teams that can, if they start playing well, can surprise some teams and make a run in it and get, you know, possibly win it. And, you know, this year's no different. I mean, there's, you know, we look at those PowerPoint things and, you know, that's kind of a touchy subject, but, you know, everybody's kind of right there within striking distance of each other. You got, I think, Hanover at the highest with 45-5, and then you got Onega kind of there at the bottom end, 38. And so it kind of shows you that there's balance in our league and that teams are able to play against tougher competition outside of the league, and then they get in there, anything can happen. And I think we have a lot of good coaches that do a lot of good things, and, you know, it will take away what you do well. And so it makes you have to play, and that's a good thing. You know, it's like I told our kids, you know, somebody made a comment to me right away, like, oh, that's a tough matchup, tough draw. You got Hanover on your side of the bracket, Troy. And I said, but, you know, you never know what can happen in this tournament. So, you know, when you get in this tournament, you're going to play good teams no matter what night it is, Saturday, Monday, Thursday, and the next Saturday. It's a gauntlet. So you just have to focus on getting better and coming out a better team than what you went in.
You'll either be against the 5-seed Troy or the 12-seed Valley Heights. Those two teams have already played this year. Troy beat them by 12 no more than a couple of weeks ago. You would see these teams later on in the season, but haven't seen them yet this year. Jarrett Norris with Troy, arguably one of the best, if not maybe the best player in the TVL. I've been told by a coach that thinks he's the best player in the league right now with his versatility and size. And then Valley Heights, certainly capable, and they got a lot of good shooters and athletes. You know, potential matchup for Monday, what do you see from these two teams and that potential matchup?
You know, both teams, I mean, Troy's, you know, one of the elite teams that was picked to win the league by several coaches. I mean, they got a lot of guys back from last year. And, you know, Valley Heights kind of struggled at the beginning of the year. But I think it's just kind of finding their role and chemistries with each other. And they started playing a little bit better here. They got some great athletes. I think the LaCure kid is one of the best athletes in the league and jumps really well. And it's just, you know, they're kind of like us and trying to find a balance of inside-outside play and replacing some guys, and, you know, they've kind of done that here of late, so that'll be an interesting matchup. them, and then we'll just have to see what happens on Saturday and do some scouting report, get together on Sunday, and go see what we can do on Monday night. But I'm excited. I think we need to focus on us these next couple of days in practice, and then, you know, Saturday or Friday, maybe a little bit more on either both Valley Heights and Troy, and then, you know, get started on Monday and see what happens.
Axtell boys basketball coach Jason Tynan joining us here. Locker Room Chat presented by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Vern Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. His team waiting for their opponent for the quarterfinal round of the TVL tournament. They'll play Monday at 4:45 against either the 5-seed Troy or the 12-seed Valley Heights. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon. You too.